请我们低头一起祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
主，今天早上我们来仰望你的怜悯。
Lord, we come before you this morning to.
主，我们都在这里。
Lord, we are here.
但愿你有话对我们说。
May you have words for us.
你给我们有一个受教的耳朵。
Let us have ears to hear.
能够听见你的声音。
To hear your voice.
主，我们求你借着圣灵。
Through the Holy Spirit.
带领我们进入一切的真实。
To lead us into truth.
我们仰望你的怜悯。
We are before you for your mercy.
这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
请我们看一下这个纲要。
Let's turn to the program.
这段时间主陆续我想要交通一个题目就是神家的实际。
And if the Lord is willing, I'd like to share with you the reality of the house of God.
我们曾经交通过两次。
And we've talked about this topic, twice before.
我看神的家就是永生神的教会。
And the house of the, Lord is the church.
这个教会也是基督的身体。
And this church is also the body of Christ.
而我们这些人就是神的家。
And all of us is part of the family of God.
所以在这里好像神的家还有教会好像是可以互相通用的一个词。
And it becomes interchangeable between the house of God and the church.
但是在旧约的时候是一个影儿。
But in the Old Testament, it was a shadow.
到了新约就是个把它彰显出来。
And in the New Testament, it was manifested to us.
所以保罗告诉我们说教会是神在历世历代所一个隐藏的。
And it was hidden, through the ages.
当主耶稣来到地上的时候，
And when Jesus came to this world,
他最主要的目的就是要建立他的圣殿。
The most important thing was to build his temple, holy temple.
所以他说，你们拆毁这个殿，我三日内要再建立起来。
And that's why he said, when you tear down this holy temple, I will rebuild it in 3 days.
所以主耶稣为我们死了，也复活了。
And so our Lord Jesus died for us and was resurrected.
升天。
And ascended into heaven.
他就从父领受了所应许的圣灵。
And he inherited from the Father the promised Holy Spirit.
在五旬节的时候，圣灵就浇灌下来。
In the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured down.
把历世历代所隐藏的那个奥秘
and all the mysteries in the age through the ages
开始展现在人类的面前
was revealed to us in mankind.
所以教会就呈现在人类的面前
and so the church is shown to us.
最终当这个教会完成的时候是出现在新耶路撒冷城。
And finally the church we would see it in the New Jerusalem.
我们看到那是羔羊和羔羊的妻。
And we see that it is the lamb and the bride.
我们也知道那是一个家。
And we see that it is also a house.
是我们天上的家。
It's a house in heaven.
我们也知道那是个殿，是神的殿。
And we also see that it is a temple. It is the temple of God.
我们也曾经说，这个在旧约的那个影儿是用会幕和圣殿来代表。
And we also said that the type in the Old Testament was represented by the tabernacle and the temple.
再到新约就是圣殿或者是神的家或者是教会。
And in the New Testament, it was represented by the church and the house of God and the temple.
我们曾经说过这个在旧约的那个影儿这个圣殿是建造在摩利亚的山上。
And we also said that in, the temple was built on Mount Moriah.
这是说到一个爱的故事。
And it is the story of love.
所以神的家，它那个真实在于有神的爱。
So the house of God, the reality is that it's where love, God's love is.
那我们也知道，这个殿也是建造在阿尔乃的禾场上。
And we can also know that this temple was built in the harvest land of Arnon.
那个地方是受到经过神的审判之后。
And it was after God's punishment.
那是因着人的骄傲，神来审判他。
And it is because of man's pride that God judged.
但是我们看见主耶稣在十字架上，他是一个绝对胜负者。
And we saw that Jesus on the cross, he was, he obeyed without any reason.
所以阿尔纳何尝乃是说到，在神的殿中必须是一个胜负的所在。
And so we also see that the Arnon, the harvest land in Arnon is where you have obedience.
今天早上我们再看圣殿的建造者。
And this morning we want to see the builder of the temple.
一般我们都称旧约神的圣殿叫所罗门的圣殿。
And we are usually called the temple in the Old Testament, Solomon's temple.
因为这是所罗门所建造的。
It is because Solomon built that temple.
但有读圣经的人叫我们更深入的知道说这个殿不仅仅是所罗门建造的。
But those of us who read the Bible knows that this is not only built by Solomon.
那么大卫也有份其中。
David has a part in it.
所以有人就称为是大卫和所罗门的圣殿。
So people call this the temple of David and Solomon.
大卫是特别说到这是一个被神分别为圣的器皿。
And David it is talks about the vessel that is holy and set apart.
而所罗门是空前绝后的一个智慧的器皿。
And Solomon he is a vessel of wisdom.
所以建造圣殿我们从大卫来看必须是个被分别为圣的。
And so when we see that the building of the temple, David has to be set apart and holy.
大卫的一生有坎坷的一面。
In the life of David, there is a side of it that is
bitter. 那大卫也有成功很辉煌的一面。
But he also has success on another in as in the other side.
大卫在他的身上有一个很独特的一个点，就是当他失败的时候，肯接受矫正。
There's one thing about David is when he sinned, he is willing to accept correction.
他是一位很依靠神、亲近神的人。
He is one who is close to God and rely on God.
但是他也会有失败的时候。
But he has also failed and fell.
有人失败了就坚持到底，永不回头。
Some people when they failed, they insisted.
这是一个悲剧。
And this is a sad story.
但是有人肯回头。
But some people are willing to turn around.
他就遇见神的怜悯和慈爱。
And they meet with the God's mercy.
我们在大卫的身上可以看见这样的情形。
And we see that in David.
我想大卫在一生中有两个很可怕的失败。
I think on David in his life there is two major failures.
一个就是在拔示巴，就是乌利亚的妻子的事上犯淫乱的罪。
One is with Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah, and in the matter of immorality.
也因着这样，也成了一个谋杀人的罪。
And this also became a sin of murder.
但是他肯回头。
But he was willing to repent.
所以神赦免他。
So the Lord, forgave him.
但是神管教的手极其的沉重。
But the hand of the Lord was heavy upon him.
他杀了一个人，他家中死了四个人。
He killed one person, but in his family, four people died.
因着他肯回转归向神。
Because he is willing to turn around and face God.
神赦免他，就生了所罗门。
And the Lord forgave him and let him give birth to Solomon.
这位所罗门就是后来建造圣殿的人。
And Solomon is the one who built the temple.
那大卫还有一件的罪，就是数点百姓。
And another sin that David had was to number his people.
那因着这个失败，神他回转归向神。
And because of this failure, he also turned around and repented.
他就得到了一个建造圣殿的地方。
And he was given a place to build the temple.
那我们也知道，神后来把圣殿的蓝图启示给他。
And we also knew that God later on gave him the blueprint of the temple.
如果没有这个蓝图，所罗门没有办法建造。
Without this blueprint, Solomon would not be able to build the temple.
大卫也知道建造圣殿需要许多的财宝。
And David also knew that to build the temple, he needs a lot of resources.
他奉献。
And offerings.
他预备建造圣殿，那金钱还有那些材料。
And so he prepared for the building of the temple, riches, money, and also the building materials.
那同样的，当他做王的时候，头一个他就把耶路撒冷攻下了。
The first thing was he went and took Jerusalem.
因为他知道神的家、神的殿要建立在这个山上。
Because he knew that the house of God is to be built on this hill.
所以这一位大卫实在是跟圣殿发生极密切的关系。
And this David is very in tune with the building of the temple.
他实在是一直在被圣别出来。
And he has been set apart.
好让他的心单单的来归向神。
His heart has returned to God.
今天早上我从大卫的身上看一个点。
And this morning we want to see one point from David.
就是他所犯的淫乱的罪。
And that is his sexual immorality.
如果我们来读圣经的话，圣经说到淫乱，至少指着三方面。
And from the Bible, when we say immorality, it's in three areas.
第一乃是说到拜偶像。
The first is to worship idols.
那这样是受到一个属灵的淫乱。
And this is a spiritual immorality.
大卫在这件事情上他没有得罪神。
And on this matter, David did not sin against God.
从大卫的一生，他从来不拜偶像。
And David in his life, he did not worship any idols.
第二。
Secondly,
是指的政治上的淫乱。
It's about political immorality.
这不是所有的人可以犯的。
It is not something that everybody can sin.
只有那些在位的君王、臣宰们会犯。
It's only those kings who are on the throne.
就是说，当他们在治理国家的时候，不依靠耶和华神。
That is when they're ruling the kingdom, they did not trust in God.
他们去投靠列国。
And they want to rely on other countries.
借着列国想来保护他们的国家。
And they rely on other nations to help protect their country.
那大卫他也没有犯这样政治上的淫乱。
And David did not have sin in this
political realm. 因为他专一的依靠神。
Because he trusts in God.
所以让仇敌伏在他的底下。
And he, his enemies came and bowed down.
另外，虽然他没有犯政治上的淫乱。
Even though he did not have political immorality.
但是在这里有一个危机，大卫掉进去。
But there is a danger that he fell into.
当他国势强盛的时候，他就想数点百姓。
But when he was strong and he started to number his people,
把那里头的骄傲显出来。
And it showed his pride.
这里面让我们看见什么呢？
What does this let us see?
在这里人想窃取神的荣耀。
We see that man tried to take away the glory of God.
神不喜欢。
And it is, God is not pleased.
所以神在那边炼尽他。
So the Lord purified him.
因为大卫是个君王。
Because David is a king.
所以他也没有犯政治上的淫乱。
And he did not commit sin in political immorality.
但是他犯了道德上的淫乱。
But he committed sexual immorality.
这个道德上的淫乱何等的可怕。
This is a very terrible sin.
当他把一个人的家庭破坏了。
He broke up the family of a person.
他也把一个家庭不仅仅破坏，甚至于把他的先生也谋杀了。
Not only he broke up the family, he murdered the husband.
这一段是大卫人生中最黑暗的日子。
This is the darkest period of David's life.
他里面没有平安。
In him there was no peace.
他里面尝不到神的爱。
And he could not taste the love of God.
他里面失去了正直。
And he lost his righteousness.
他也失去了清洁的心。
He lost a clean heart.
他里面没有诚实。
And he has no peace.
他有把柄在人的手中。
And he was held in man's hands.
他活在一个属灵的黑暗里面。
He lived in a spiritual darkness.
所以他不认罪的时候是一个痛苦的日子。
And it became a lot of suffering in his life.
但是感谢神。
But praise God.
神爱他。
God loves him.
就打发先知拿单告诉他。
And sent the prophet Nathan to tell him.
他说你犯了大罪。
He said you committed a great sin.
得罪了神。
You've sinned against God.
甚至于给仇敌有亵渎神的机会。
To give the chance to blaspheme against God.
那大卫就认罪。
And David confessed his sin.
那么神也赦免他。
And God forgave him.
他认罪认得何等的彻底。
How complete was his confession?
或许圣经中认罪认得最彻底的人物之一就是大卫。
Is one of the characters in the Bible that when he confessed completely.
诗篇五十一篇就是大卫的认罪诗。
Psalm 51 is the psalm that David confessed his sins.
弟兄们，当你来读这一篇诗的时候
，when you read this psalm，
很多人都把一开始的小字都跳过去。
And many people skip the little letters at the beginning.
那这样说，大卫与拔示巴同时以后，先知拿单来见他，他就做这诗交与灵长。
It says that when the prophet Nathan came to him after David committed adultery with Bathsheba,
先知把光把石头光带来。
Nathan brought the light of God to him.
好让在一个黑暗中的人可以遇见光。
So that the man who is in the darkness can see the light.
而大卫就接受这光。
And David accepted the light.
他就悔改，他就认罪。
And he repented.
而且当他来认罪的时候，他没有把责任归给任何人。
And when he repented, he did not pass on the responsibility to anybody else.
当他来认罪的时候，他说：“我得罪了人。”
He said, "I sinned against man."
但是他深处感觉我得罪了神。
But in his deepest part of him, he said, "I sinned against God."
这个认罪是认得何等的深。
And this repentance is how deep it is.
啊，他在想到他的自己。
And then he thought about himself.
他说，说什么？他说，我是在罪孽里生的。
And he said, I am born in sin.
在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
And he said, I have sinned even in my mother's womb.
他不是在那样怪他的母亲。
It's not he is blaming his mother.
他说乃是说这个罪那么深的在扎根在我的里面。
He said that the sin is so deeply rooted in me.
所以他认识他犯罪是在他里头有一个权势。
And he knew that the sin there's a power in him.
他说神，如果你要救我，把我从这里最深处把我拯救出来。
And so he said, if you want to save me from the deepest part of me.
他说，求你用牛膝草洁净我。
And he said, may you use hyssop to cleanse me.
我就干净。
And then I will be cleansed.
求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白。
And if you wash me, I would be whiter than snow.
他在这里站在那仰望神用牛膝草来洁净他。
And here he asked the Lord to cleanse him with the hyssop.
这牛膝草说什么？
And what is this hyssop?
我们知道所罗门神给他的智慧曾经写了很多的诗歌。
We know that God gave Solomon wisdom to write a lot of
当他论到生命的时候，
when he talked about life,
他说他论到那个香柏树，在那个高高的山上，那个雄伟的一个香柏木。
And when he talked about life, he was in the cedar in the hills.
啊，另外他也知道。极其低微那个花草。
And he is lower than the grass and flowers.
那个草在墙上的牛膝草。
And it's like the hyssop on the wall.
为什么要说到牛膝草？说他的卑微。
And it's to talk about hyssop, it's about his humility.
他的微小。
And how small he is.
任何人都可以来接触他。
And anybody can come to touch him.
那我要从这里转到那一个新约真正见到圣殿的那一位。
So we want to talk about the one who truly entered into the temple.
而那一位就是道成肉身的耶稣基督。
The one who is Word become flesh, this Jesus.
这位道在高天之上。
The Word is in heaven.
这位道在创立世界之前。
This Word is before the world is created.
这个道在整个的宇宙还没有造的时候，他就存在此。
The Word was there before the whole universe was created.
他是从天而来的那一位。
He is the one who come from
heaven. 他是那样的高超，像香柏树那样。
And he is higher than the cedars, like the cedars.
雄伟，强壮。
He is strong.
高贵。
And he is.
等有一天他道成了肉身。
And then one day he became flesh.
他是从圣灵怀孕的。
He was born of the Spirit.
他是个被分别为圣出来的。
He was one that is set apart.
所以神对天使对玛利亚说，你所要生的那一位叫做圣子。
And the angel said to Mary that one you're going to give birth to is the Holy One.
他是被分别为圣的。
One that is set apart.
所以主耶稣有一个名字叫圣子。
So Jesus, one of his name is the
Holy
One.
或者叫做圣洁者。
One that is holy.
或者叫被分别为圣的那一位。
The one who is set apart for God.
还是在整个人类的中间，只有他是全然被分出来，单单归给神。
In the whole mankind, he's the only one who is set apart just for God.
这是他的高贵和尊荣。
And that is his glory.
但这一位高贵尊荣的主耶稣，
and this Jesus,
却成为神的羔羊，
is becoming the Lamb of God,
被牵到宰杀之地，
and led to slaughter.
这个羊从他来到地上，
this Lamb from the time it came to this world,
至少三十年。没有多大的记载。
At least 30 years, there was not a lot of record.
但他从他在约旦河受洗，我们看见。
But from the time he was baptized in the River Jordan,
有一个被分绝对分别为圣的东西从天降在他的身上。
And we see that there is one thing that was set apart that landed on him.
那就圣灵，分别为圣的灵。降在他的身上。
And this is the Holy Spirit, one, the Spirit that is set apart for God.
或者说在这里有一个器皿所能够承担的，就是神的圣洁。
And here is a vessel that can contain the holiness of God.
这一位是神所喜爱的。
And this is one that is that God loves.
一路上在这三年半在地上的日子。
And in the 3.5 years that is in this world,
我们看见他那么绝对的归向神。
We see that he is completely turned to God.
他把他自己分别为神。
He set himself apart for God.
人在他身上找不到任何的缺陷。
And man cannot find any thing wrong.
就是这一位圣洁没有瑕疵的羔羊。
And this is this holy and without blemish, the Lamb of God.
他被挂在木头上。
And he was hung on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上怎么说？
Brothers and sisters, what did the Bible say?
他说神定义将他压伤。
And it says that it is the will of God to crush him.
父神定下他永远的旨意，要把他压伤。
And the Father is will to crush him.
神把众人的罪孽归在他的身上。
And God put all the sins of the world on him.
让这位圣洁没有瑕疵的羔羊背负了世人的罪孽。
This unblemished lamb and was burdened with the sin of the world.
背负我的罪，也背负你的罪。
Carried my sin and your sin.
为着要他为我们成为赎罪祭。
To become the become an offering.
神是那无罪的，为我们成为罪。
Our Lord has no sin, but He became sin for us.
好把我们的罪得以除掉。
So that our sins could be forgiven.
所以这位神的羔羊不仅仅背负世人的罪孽，他也除去世人的罪孽。
So this Lamb of God did not only carry the sin of the world, but He also took away the sin of the world.
当主耶稣被挂在木头上的时候，
When our Lord Jesus was hung on the cross,
一面说到他是整个人类的中间，唯有他全然的赎罪死。
And in the, all of mankind, He is the only one who is completely belong to God.
当主耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候，也说到他是全人类最卑微的人。
When he was hung on the cross, it also said that he was the lowliest of all.
所有的人都比他还要高，都可以来践踏他。
And any man is higher than him and can step on him.
他像牛七草一样。
He is like the hyssop.
他把自己降在人类的比人类更低微的地步。
And he lowered himself.
在这里要来成就神的计划。
To fulfill God's plan.
叫有人可以来接触他。
So people can come to him.
好让这个牛七草你来触摸他。
Then it's like to be able to touch this hyssop.
他可以来洗净我的罪。
That he can wash ourselves, our sins away.
这是主耶稣为我们成就的救恩。
So this is the salvation that God has completed for us.
当有人信了主耶稣以后。
And when we believe in Jesus.
主耶稣在那告诉我们说，信还要受浸。
Our Lord tells us that we not only believe but have to be baptized.
信而受浸的必然得救。
And if we believe and be baptized, then we will be saved.
保罗就告诉我们说，这个浸是什么呢？
Paul tells us what is this baptism?
这个浸说到与他与主耶稣同死同埋葬，也一同复活。
And this baptism tells us that we die with our Lord Jesus and to be buried with him and also to be resurrected with him.
这句话的里面我们看见主耶稣被挂在十字架上。
There we see our Lord hung on the cross.
是一个人被挂在那边。
It's one person hung on the cross.
但是保罗告诉我们说，岂不知我们这是受洗或者受浸归入基督耶稣的人。
But Paul said, don't you know that those of us who are baptized in him,
我们是受洗归入他的死。
We are baptized into his death.
但是他说，我们的旧人与他同钉在十字架上。
And our old self is crucified with Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，
So when our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross,
他把你我的旧人也与他一同钉在那边。
Our old self is also crucified with him there.
而这个旧人是就是我们堕落的人类。
And this old self is our sinful nature.
保罗在加拉太书里面这样告诉我们。
And Paul told us in Galatians.
他说我们的肉体和肉体的情欲。已经与他同钉在十字架上。
And Paul said that our sinful nature and our passion and desires are crucified.
情欲的事，或者说肉体的事是什么呢？
And what are the things of the passion and desire?
他提了许许多多。
And he told us a lot.
有一个点叫淫乱的罪。
And one of them is the sinful immorality.
弟兄姊妹们，淫乱的罪。
And this immorality
已经与他钉在十字架上。
It is crucified with him on the cross.
这是主耶稣让我们看见这个救恩的宝贝。
And he let us see that how important it is for this salvation.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们发现我们有淫乱的罪。
And when we find that we have this sexual immorality,
或者说你去犯了淫乱的罪,
and when we committed sins in sexual immorality,
你要从这里逃出来,
we have to flee from it.
所以教会应该是个神圣的一个所在。
The church is, should be a holy place.
不仅这个居所要被分别为圣,
not only this place must be consecrated,
你我的身体也要被分别为圣。
Our body must also be consecrated.
我们的家，我们的家庭也应该被分别为圣。
Our home, and our family must also be consecrated.
远离罪恶。
To be far away from sin.
弟兄姊妹们，有人真的去犯了淫乱的罪。
And if we, people who are truly, committed sexual immorality,
他们就把这个跪在别人的身上。
And many times we said it's other people's responsibility.
是别人引诱我去犯罪的。
Because other people,
你可以有很好的借口，但是你绝对没有办法从这里被神拯救出来。
Maybe we have a very good reason, but we cannot be saved.
我要说到淫乱的罪，在圣经里面有两处圣经。太严肃了。
And about sexual immorality, there's two passages.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起来看好吗？
Let us turn to it together.
哥林多前书。
In First Corinthians.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
第九节。
Verse
9. 第十节。
And verse 10.
我们好不好？我们同声一起来念。
Let us read together.
你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？不要自欺，无论是淫乱的、拜偶像、奸淫的、做娈童的、亲男色、偷窃的、
nor the
醉酒的、辱骂、啰嗦、
slanderous,
承受圣国。
Inherit the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，在这里保罗告诉我们说，无论是淫乱的。
Here Paul tells us neither the sexual immoral,
奸淫的
，or idolater,
做娈童的
，nor male prostitutes,
青男色的。
Nor homosexual offenders.
弟兄们，他讲了四个都跟淫乱有关。
And all these four have to do with.
他说都不能承受神的国。
He said cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
神对淫乱的事太严肃。
And this is very serious.
弟兄姊妹，盼望我们能够重视神的国。
That we can look at God's word and put the its importance on it.
我们再读十八节。
And let's read verse 18.
你们要逃避隐形，人所犯的罪，无论什么罪，都在身子以外，唯有行淫的是得罪自己的身子。保罗告诉我们说，所有的罪都在身外。
Paul tells us that all the sins are committed are outside his body.
但是淫乱的罪是得罪我们的身子。
But sexual sins are against our own body.
但愿神能够怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
能够从这里拯救出来。
That we can be saved from this.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当有人犯淫乱的罪，
Brothers and sisters, so when, if we committed
要求神真的赦免我
们。And we ask that the Lord truly forgive us.
有人可能说我没有犯淫乱的罪。
And maybe some of us that we have not committed sexual immorality.
马太福音主耶稣说，你看见妇女就犯淫乱，心里面已经与她犯奸淫。
And in Matthew it says if you look at a woman with desires then you have committed adultery in your heart.
下面有一段话很难懂。
And after that there is some a passage that is very hard to understand.
我念给弟兄姊妹们听。
I will read to you.
你们听见有话说不可奸淫，只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫。
You have heard that it was said, do not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
29节，若是你的右眼叫你跌倒，就挖出来丢掉，宁可失去白体中的一体，不叫全身丢在地狱里。
If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell.
若是右手叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉，宁可失去白体中的一体，不叫全身下入地狱。
And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for the whole body to go into hell.
弟兄姊妹，这里主耶稣讲的不是叫我们照着字面去做的。
Brothers and sisters, here Jesus talks about that. It's not to ask us to do it literally.
整本的圣经记载有多少人犯了淫乱的罪。
In the Bible, how many people in the Bible have committed sexual
immorality? 也没有把手把眼睛挖掉砍掉。
Did they cut off their hands or gouge out their eyes?
主耶稣乃是说，当你的眼睛看见的时候，那就是说你里面动了淫念。
The Lord said, when your eyes looks lust, at a woman lustfully, then you have committed adultery.
当你的手去碰的时候，你去死去犯了罪。
And when your hands commit the sin,
主耶稣在这样告诉我们说，要狠狠地把它怎么样砍掉、挖掉、去除它。
The Lord tells us that we have to gouge out our eyes or cut off our.
他乃是说到我们对罪、淫乱的罪要痛恨。
He said we have to hate.
因为主耶稣赐给我们的永生是一个圣洁的生命。
Because the everlasting life that Jesus gave us is a holy one.
但是如果你犯了，要像大卫一样认罪。
And if you have committed the adultery, then you have to be like David to confess.
他知道先知把话带来，太严肃了。
He knew that the prophet brought God's word to him, and it was very serious.
但是他在这么严厉的话语的背后。听见神那个慈爱的声音。
But behind this word, he heard the merciful voice of God.
没有讲出来，但是在那发出一个呼声，回转吧，回转。
Even though it was not said, but it called him to repent.
大卫在光中彻底的悔改。
And so in the light, he completely repented.
写了这首诗篇交给灵长。
And he wrote this psalm and gave it to the director.
灵长是大卫所设立的那个诗班的那个带头的领袖。
Director was the leader of the people who sing.
叫他们唱。
And asked them to sing.
交给百姓们唱。
To give to the people to sing.
每当他们在唱的时候，乃是罪孽的王向百姓认罪。
And when they sing, it was about this king who. Confess his sin before his people.
弟兄姊妹，这个认罪认得何等的彻底。
So how complete was this? His,
他看见有一个牛蹄草。
He is like the hyssop.
牛蹄草里面可以沾血。
And this hyssop can be
dipped in blood. 这一位从十架上流出来的宝血。
And this one that shed his blood.
可以洗净我的罪。
Can wash away our sins.
使他比雪更白
，and washed it whiter than snow，
所以他可以跟神祷告
，and he can pray to God。
啊，求你为我造清洁的心
，to give him a clean heart。
求你为我造清洁的心，使我有重新有正直的力。
To ask God to create in him a clean heart.
神啊，犯祭、赎罪祭，你都不喜欢。
And the sin offering and It's not something that God desires.
你喜欢的是那一个忧伤的脸，那心灵忧伤痛悔的心。
And what God wanted is a contrite heart.
当他在认罪。
And one that is confessed.
神可以赦免他。
And that God can forgive them.
所以他能够成为一个被分别为圣的人。
So he can become a consecrated man.
所以神借着他生了一个所罗门。
So God let him give birth to Solomon.
这个儿子告诉他，他说为什么叫所罗门？
And why is why is Solomon called Solomon?
我知道我里面有真正的平安。
He knows I have the true peace.
犯罪叫我失去了平安。
My sin caused me to lose my peace.
今天借着悔改认罪，生下了这个儿子。
And now, through my confession, I have this
peace. 你把平安再回到我的身上。
And that peace can come to me again.
叫我可以来亲近这位平安之神。
And so that I can come close.
还不仅仅这样，神借着先知告诉他说，不要不仅仅要叫所罗门，还要叫耶底底亚。
And they were also called Jedidiah.
那个意思就是说神所爱的。
It means the beloved one of God.
他说大卫，你失去神的爱有一段日子。
It says that David has lost the love of God for a period of time.
你在神的审判的底下，你觉得尝不到神的爱。
And in the judgment of God, he could not taste the love of God.
因着你的回转。
And when he turned around,
你的回转。
He turned towards God.
神赦免你。
And God forgave him.
神接纳你。
God accepted him.
神再把他的爱浇灌在大卫的身上。
And God poured his love once again on David.
这就是神被分别为圣的奇妙。
And this is how God set David apart for him.
在神的家应该是个被分别为圣的地方。
And in the house of God, it should be a consecrated place.
我们的家里面也是一样。
And in our home, it should be the same.
弟兄姊妹，这个时代试探引诱太大了。
And brothers and sisters, there are too many temptations.
所以我们每个人应该依靠神，求神保守我们被分别为圣。
So we should, every one of us should ask God to protect us.
应该也要为一同做同伴的弟兄姊妹们代祷。
And we should also pray for our companions, our brothers and sisters.
另外，我们要为我们的孩子们祷告。
And we have to pray for our children.
保守他们眼闭眼行。
So that they could be protected from sexual immorality.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
第一，我们要在神的面前求神保守我的心。
So we need to ask God to guard our heart.
好让我的心像鹰一样飞翔在高天之上。
So our heart could be like an eagle soaring.
在我的心思意念中，在我的行为的里面，掩蔽偶像，掩蔽隐形。
And in our thoughts and in our deeds, let us flee from sexual immorality.
我们也要认识自己的人性的软弱。
And we have to recognize our weakness.
不要以为我们可以胜过情欲的试探。
Don't think that we can overcome this temptation.
所以圣经有个很好的榜样，就是夜色逃避他祖母的引诱。
And there's a very good example in the Bible. Joseph flee from his mistress.
所以保罗就劝提摩太说，要逃避少年人的情欲。
So Paul told Timothy that young people need to flee from passion.
远离，远离。
And to stay far away.
不要以为我们可以胜过情欲的试探。
Don't think that we can overcome sexual temptations.
另外要跟倾心爱主的一起祷告。
And we should pray together with those who are dedicated to the Lord.
追求圣洁公义。
To pursue righteousness.
最后我们一起来读一处圣经。
Finally, let us read a passage.
箴言
Proverbs.
第七章
Chapter 7.
这里一段的圣经是警告我们。
Here, this passage warns us.
不要以为我们可以胜过淫乱的试探。
To warn us that not to think that we can overcome sexual temptation.
如果你不逃避，你就会像这里所说的一种可悲的情形。
If you don't flee, then you will be sad, like what is described here.
淫妇用许多巧言诱惑他，随从用谄媚的嘴逼他同行，少年人立刻跟随他。好像牛往宰杀之地，又像愚昧的人带锁链去做刑罚，只懂剑穿他的肝，如同雀鸟挤入网罗，却不知是自伤己命。
Verse 21 to 23. With persuasive words she led him astray. She seduced him with her smooth talk. All at once he followed her like an ox going to the slaughter, like a deer stepping into a noose. Till an arrow pierced his livers like a bird darting into a snare, little knowing it will cost him his life.
感谢神把他圣洁的生命赐给我们。
Thank the Lord that he gave us his holy life.
也很感谢神把许多倾心爱主的弟兄姊妹摆在我们的周围。
And thank the Lord that He placed a lot of brothers and sisters who have
a clean heart. 可以彼此劝勉，彼此扶持。
That we can encourage each other and help each other.
我们也求主保守我们的心。
May the Lord guard our heart.
胜过保守一切。
Over all things.
当我的心里面有一个思想，要远离。
That in our hearts, we have this thought to flee from sexual immorality.
我的心有一个意念要逃避淫乱。
And in our heart, that is this thought to flee from sexual immorality.
要求主来保守我的身体。
And the Lord may guard our body.
能够分别为圣，为主使用。
To be set apart for God, to be used by Him. Let us bow and pray.
主，我们感谢你是我们的救主。
Lord, we thank you that you are our Savior.
我们需要你来拯救我们。
We need you to save us.
为着你的家，为着我们个人自己。
For your house and for us individually,
为着我们的下一代
for the next generation,
我们求你保守我们
we ask that you guard us,
掩蔽隐形
that we can be far away from sexual immorality,
主若是我们犯了曾经犯了淫乱的罪
Lord, if we committed sexual sins,
让我们有一个忧伤痛悔的心
and we have a contrite heart before you.
向你认罪
to confess to you
你可以用求你用牛膝草来洁净我们
we ask that you cleanse us with hyssop
用你在十字架上流出来的宝血洗净我们每一样的罪
and that your precious blood that was shed for us on the cross would cleanse us
叫我们可以恢复与你在光中的交通
so that we can once again have fellowship with you in the light
可以享受你赐给我们的平安
And we can enjoy the peace that you have given us.
可以享受你赐给我们的爱。
And enjoy the love that you gave us.
能够成为一个明光，做一个见证人。
That we can be a witness to you in the light.
听我的祷告。
And hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
大家一同起立，我们唱诗419首。We'll stand and sing hymn 419, 419首。